Module 7. A Dream Catcher. First listen and then answer the question below. Does Yi Xiaoyang give up skiing in the end? And why? When Yi Xiaoyang was 2, he fell in love with skiing. His first time on snow, however, wasn't successful. When the coach found him, he was sleeping on the ski lift. He started to learn how to ski from then on. Yi was a fast learner, and at the age of 6, he began to ski in other parts of the world. Yi watched the TV program about the Olympic Winter Games. He was so excited about the games that he couldn't sleep at night. Yi felt it helpful to take part in the Olympics. He persuaded his parents to let him take training courses like a professional athlete. As a student, Yi has to take classes like others. At the same time, he has to train full day on weekends and half day on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. In summer, the training goes on. At the beginning, that was a big challenge. When I started to train like an athlete, everything seemed to change, said Yi. The training was so difficult that I became less interested in skiing. I even got angry with my coaches who were much too strict with me. To solve the problem, they had communication with my parents, and decided to give me a one-week break from training. Luckily, the break made him change his mind. During that break, he picked up his joy he had in skiing. I think that skiing has already become one important part of me, said Yi. After that, he moved back on his fight for his dreams. He was more active in his training. I might have dreamed of becoming an Olympic champion before, but now it comes much clearer. I want to take part in the Olympics, and that will be my goal. As long as I stick to my dream and try my best, I believe I will achieve my dream one day.